This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back to the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Yankees 4, Royals 1, a very tidy win for the New York Yankees to bounce back 2 hours and 23 minutes. That's what good pitching does, and especially when you're jumping on pitches and a soaring, powerful highlights out of the park. Well, that's what happens. 2 hours and 23 minutes. 4-1, the final, a feel-good win. Yankees go to 9-7 on the year and 6-4 right here at Yankee Stadium. Carlos Carrasco to start. He was excellent. A 26-pitch first inning. But full count walks to the leadoff hitter Jonathan India and the three-hitter Vinny Pascantino. Didn't come back to bite him. In between those walks, he got Bobby Witt Jr. to pop to first in that first inning. And with two on and one out, a beautiful changeup struck out Salvi Perez. And in a dangerous spot, this was the big one. First inning ended up being a key inning for KC offensively. Carrasco's third full count of the inning with two away against Michael Massey. Got a lazy fly ball to left. And by the way, fly balls to left would become a theme in this game. Cookie, no crumbling in the first. That was a key tonight because the rest of the way it was pretty easy breezy for Seth Lugo. We talk easy breezy. Last year against the Yankees it was, but not tonight. He set down the Yankees 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the first inning, but Carrasco starting to settle in. Top of the second, facing 6-7-8 for KC. He responded with an easy 1-2-3 inning. The Yankees bottom of the second, they put two on. With two out, Paul Goldschmidt leadoff infield single to second. It forced Massey into a tough play, ranging to his left. Jason Dominguez, a two-out walk, but Trent Grisham flied softly to left field, inning over. Lugo out of his first whiff of trouble on the night. And Carrasco, he'd mowed through seven straight Royals, two out into the third, settling in. But Bobby Witt Jr., he worked the count full, battled 10 pitches against Carrasco, 4 2-strike foul balls in pitch number 10. Something had to give with one of the best in the game.
Carrasco trying to put an end to the top of the third here. 3-2 pitch. Swung on a drive deep to left. Going back to Dominguez and goodbye. Third row in the seats. Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run. It's 1-0 Kansas City.
And Witt second of the year, just a vintage Bobby Witt Jr. at bat. 1-0 Royals, but bottom of the third, Yankees some more traction, foreshadowing against Lugo. No thunder in this inning. Oswaldo Cabrera stroked the leadoff single up the middle, but Rice banged into a 4-6-3 double play, and that wiped the bases clean for Aaron Judge. He smoked a base hit to center. Austin Wells got a fastball up, though, and just missed it. Flied to deep right field, foreshadowing. So scoreless into the fourth inning, and Carrasco, first pitch of the inning in the fifth, Salvi Perez. A pretty jam-packed Monday night crowd in the Bronx. Everyone thinking, catch it, catch it, catch it on this play.
Salvador Perez to lead off, the big catcher, veteran, swings and drives one left field over, going back, and wow, he made the catch. Dominguez on a late leap as he got onto the track. That ball had some carry to it, and he stayed with it. He was lined up beautifully on it, but it didn't look like he was going to get it.
The defensive play of the game, Dominguez defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Beautiful from Dominguez, getting better and better out there and a much easier play for Dominguez. Second out, Dominguez just had to trot in slowly for a Massey fly ball, and Carrasco promptly, he completed a 1-2-3 fourth inning on just 8 pitches. So four strong for Carrasco. Time for the offense to pick him up, right? And one out, no one on, bottom four. Jazz Chisholm, we know he broke an 0-for-24 rut with a solo shot in the 8th yesterday. He was out early today, early afternoon, taking swings at the Yankee hitting coach James Rousen. Well, work ethic gets rewarded sometimes. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's the 0-1 to Jazz, left-hand hitter. And pitch swung on a high fly ball, deep right center field. Going back is Isbell, looking up. Goodbye! Home run for Jazz Chisholm. Ties this game up at 1-1 here in the fourth. Back-to-back games for Jazz with home runs.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Already home run number 6 for Jazz on the season. Tied the game at 1 against Lugo. And Carrasco, hey, you picked me up. I'll take that and run with it. Coming off that 1-2-3 fourth inning, how about a 1-2-3 fifth and two more putouts from who else? Jason Dominguez, including an excellent route racing in and drifting right towards the line on an Isbell fly ball to left. Ended that inning. Made it 7 in a row for Cookie and 13 of 14 going back to the first inning when they were 2 on and Carrasco's in a tough spot with 13 of 14 after that with the Witt home run, the lone hit for KC over that span. So bottom five, 1-1 game. We talk all the Dominguez action. Stellar out in left field tonight. How about the guy who's helped mentor him out in left field? The guy off to a scorching start with all this playing time. Trent Grisham. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
3-2 from Lugo. And Randy Diaz pitch swung on and a fly ball deep right field. Biggio not even bothering to look. Way gone. Home run for Trent Grisham and the Yankees have a 2-1 lead. His fourth home run, RBI number 10.
And what a start it's been for Grisham. That just says the least of it. And we know what that means when it's a Grisham swing and the hammer drops and the ball just flies. That is a Grisham swing. That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So 2-1 Yankee lead on a solo shots by Jazz and Grisham. But they weren't nearly done. Cabrera fly to left, but the lineup turned over for Ben Rice. And you don't want to leave one middle to this guy. Not right now, because he won't just hit it. He makes it hurt.
0-1. There's a drive. Right field. Biggio's a spectator one more time. Goodbye. Home run, Ben Rice. 3-1 Yankees. 3 homers tonight by the Bronx Bombers. For Ben Rice, home run number 5, RBI number 7. Hey now.
Already 5 home runs for Ben Rice, and that was 104 off the bat. You know how they say taking something off for pitchers? Well, Ben Rice has been hitting the ball 110 routinely, so took something off on that laser beam to right field. Lugo did bounce back. Following hitter Aaron Judge struck him out. But with 2 out, Austin Wells, how about jumping him?
Here's Austin Wells. Drive down the line. If it stays fair, that could be Gonzo. It is a home run for Austin Wells. Another home run for the Yankees. 4-1 New York.
A lot of the Yankees always talk about how this is all contagious. When one guy starts hitting them, everybody starts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Yeah, three homers in the inning, four solo shots between the fourth and fifth inning. Yankees teeing off Lugo in the Bronx tonight, and all of them from the lefty hitters in the lineup who have those pretty Yankee Stadium swings. The lefty batter's box is like a launching pad tonight here in the Bronx. So four homers to back up Carrasco, who, similar to Warren on Saturday, gave the Yankees exactly what they needed. And he was backed up by just tremendous relief pitching tonight. Fernando Cruz, an inning in a third, three strikeouts against the top of the Royals order, no less. Tim Hill came in behind him, the lefty. A couple of strikeouts to polish off the seventh, including a sinker that froze Michael Garcia. Dot in the low outside corner. Luke Weaver for the eighth. Devin Williams for the ninth. Wham, bam, wrap it up. Devin Williams did allow the leadoff single to Bobby Witt Jr., but he popped up Vinny Pasquantino. Walked Savvy Perez on five pitches, but then no problem with two on and one out. Michael Massey, a popper to Goldie at first, and Michael Garcia line to left and Bellinger to end this game. The Yankees win it 4-1 in 2 hours and 23 minutes. They two-hit the Kansas City Royals. Power and pitching, indeed.